USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
We're going to fight and beat this new variant as well. We're learning more about this new variant every single day. And as we learn more, we're going to share that information with the American people candidly and promptly.
President Biden addressing the nation regarding the new Omicron coronavirus variant. Biden speaking at the White House as the United States has already announced travel restrictions from multiple countries in southern Africa. Dr. Jeanette Neshwa says regarding this variant and other variants, we need to remember a few things.
Should not panic. We just need to protect ourselves and be aware of what's going on. Take common sense precautions. You know, the basics, quarantining, of course, the vaccinations, that sort of thing.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The trial starting for actor Jussie Smollett in Chicago on Monday. He's accused of staging a fake hate crime attack to further his career. USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads. From road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Just in time for Christmas, Mike Lindell has dropped the price of the standard classic MyPillow, regularly $69.98 to $19.98. Now, queen and king size slightly higher, but that price includes a free press and pack bag so you can take your MyPillow with you anywhere. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Support Mike Lindell and American Jobs and give MyPillow for Christmas.
Today is Cyber Monday with shoppers hunting down deals. Data firm Adobe Analytics suggests online sales will top $11 billion, 4% more than last year. Traffic at retail stores was down more than 28% compared to Black Friday in 2019. Secret Service agent Matt Chevro says it's important to keep your guard up if you are shopping online.
As we do all year long, Secret Service believes it's important to remind consumers to remember the basics of good cyber hygiene and heighten their awareness of the types of cyber threats that are out there. Online cyber criminals will try to take advantage of you during this busy shopping time, no matter if you're the consumer or the business.
There's a new pandemic record for the number of passengers going through security at the nation's airports. The TSA is saying more than 2.4 million people were scanned on Sunday. That's double the number that went through security on November 28th of last year. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alarouche. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Senate Democrats are negotiating amongst themselves on a key part of President Biden's economic agenda, a social spending bill, after the House passed it earlier this month. Louisiana Republican Congressman Steve Scalise accuses Democrats of being careless when it comes to government spending on Fox Business.
Because they've spent trillions more dollars, we're about to max out our credit card again. And what is their answer? They passed over to the Senate trillions more in spending, Maria. And by the way, deficit spending, that'll all go to the debt. They don't care about who's going to pay for this.
Democrats argue the bill is paid for with taxes on wealthy Americans and is necessary for the United States to overcome the COVID-19 pandemic and address other issues like climate change and the rising cost of living. There's an unexpected surge in pending home sales. The National Association of Realtors saying sales were up 7.5% in October compared to the previous month. The association's chief economist saying consumers in good financial shape are now signing contracts to get ahead of fast rising rents and the upward trend of mortgage rates. Overall, contract activity rose with the Northeast and West reporting drops, even as the Midwest and South posted gains. Week 12 of the NFL season wraps up tonight with the Washington football team hosting the Seattle Seahawks. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.